It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. Up in the studio, we've got Yolanda from Nah Noise, which is a new project led by you and Harriet, right? Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Cool. Lean in nice and
Harriet,
close to that.
Harriet Ellis.
Yeah. And how long have you guys been working on this project, playing together or anything like that?
Not very long. It's very new. Like, we've done a couple of shows, but almost by accident. And then we've got a couple more by accident.
What sparked the project? What led you guys to wanting to do it?
I had been writing a bunch of songs that I'd always sort of done on the side of my other music, and I just thought, I do lots of music with Harriet, and mm-hmm. I was just like, she's the voice.
Yeah. And I've never seen you before, and you haven't released any digital music yet. Are you planning on releasing any digital music?
Yeah, we've been recording. Pretty much it's started as a recording project.
Nice.
And then we've been seriously recording and we're pretty close.
Cool. Do you have any rough timeline that you're trying to stick to?
I don't know when we'll be able to release something, but I'd like to do something next month.
Oh, nice. That would be awesome.
Song, yeah.
And the music that you've chosen to play for all of us today, is there any overlying theme? Is it songs that have influenced this project?
Or? Yeah, it is. When I started doing this and decided, oh, we'll make a band and we'll play, I put together like a playlist I was trying to be a bit more, yeah.
Yeah, is that the massive playlist that you shared with me as well?
Oh no, no, okay. That's just a little.
That's just a small snippet
aside from the three songs.
Yeah, it is a hard thing to kind of cut down all your musical influences or favorites as of late into a kind of 12-minute set of thing. Tell us about this first one that you wanted to play, the Charlie Miguel one.
He is from Israel originally, and then played in the States. Sort mm-hmm. of. Done lots of different projects, but I don't know heaps about him. Unfortunately, he passed away before he did a lot more, which he would have done. And I went out to try and get his sound, so I bought a similar guitar.
Nice.
So that's my joke.
So that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Cool. And there are some other people on this track. Do you know anything about them?
That's one of his bands that he had put together. I don't know.
Nice.
Thank you.
feel so high, think I'll not come down forever after. Thoughts in my head, gonna dance high above it. I really do believe that everybody loves me. And the funny thing is, that's how it is. There's a love song singing through the soft green grasses, but it's far behind me. Happy lights in my eyes reflect on the skies, and it almost blinds me. Open my eyes and the sun comes up. Seems the whole world's singing like a happy pup, and it cracks me up, that's how it is. Well, there's a whole new set of tunes each time I get out of bed. And there's no question about it, I'm out of my head. Well, I sometimes wonder what the strip I'm under is all about now. My mind is thumping, yeah, my brain is jumping like an over the moon cow. And when I wanna leave, I never use that door. I open up the roof and I'm out that door. Now don't you say it ain't so, that's how it is. Well, there's a whole new set of doings each time I get out of bed. And there's no question about it, I'm out of my head. Well, I sometimes wonder what this trip I'm under is all about now. My mind is thumping, yeah, my brain is jumping like an over-the-moon cow. And when I wanna leave, I never use that door. I open up the roof and I'm out that door. Now don't you say it ain't so, that's how it is.
Sorry. What made you pick out that Great Society track?
That one, I've been almost just obsessively listening to that Great Society album for the last couple of weeks. I didn't like that song when I first heard it. Well, it wasn't my, I didn't like it, and then I just became obsessed with it.
Growed on you.
Because I really like the lyrics, and one particular lyric really annoyed me, and then I ended up really liking it, and then I just kept listening to it over and over again.
I feel like when you hate a lyric in a song, this happened to me the other day, you notice it more when you listen to it, and you're like, oh, I hate that, I wish it was done this way or something like that, and then over time you're like, actually, I like that they kind of shook it up a bit.
The rest of the lyrics are amazing, and just the vocals between the two of them are really cool.
Yeah, how old is that Great Society song?
It's pre-Jefferson Airplane, because they broke up because she left them to go with Jefferson Airplane, which is a real shame because both bands are great. It would be cool if she could have done both at the same time.
Yeah, juggle it.
Yeah.
It was 95 that album came out.
That's like a re-release. I think they didn't do, like, they don't really have any recordings. It was all just live performances. The other record of theirs on Spotify is super live. Like, it's
okay.
Tough. Not tough to listen to, but it's not like listening to.
You have to really get into it.
Yeah, the songs are just so good, it doesn't matter. And that one's real live too.
Yeah, like, I mean, I noticed when we were listening to it just then that it had that kind of just like rough element.
Super raw. And there's like one track on that record that's just, the tambourine is ridiculously loud and slightly out of time. But they obviously recorded it in a room and then couldn't mix it out. Mix it down.
So they just accepted it and kind of did that.
So I was listening for that reason, because we're doing our recording and I was trying to
figure it out.
Interesting things and what I liked.
Cool. Yeah. So you've got a show coming up this Thursday. I know I mentioned it and then you said that you hadn't played very much, but how many shows have you?
Just
you
two.
Know? Yeah. Two. So this will be your third?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. So it'll be nice and fresh.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Cool. And you're playing with, who are you playing with? You're playing with Jim Nothing, and you're going to be playing with Tracing as well. Do you know who Tracing is? I don't know anything about Tracing.
It's a friend, Julian.
Okay.
I can't remember.
That's okay, don't worry about it.
it'll be a great show.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's at the Wine Cellar, and is it $10 on the door?
I guess.
Random guess. Yeah, that's what we'd assume. It looks like that kind of show, which would be very nice. Thanks very much for coming up. Do you want to quickly tell us about this last track, the Ellen Vega track?
just it was the shortest song that I could find that was a good reference point.
Yeah.
Really good lyrics, great vocals.
Great cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one. And I've become a recent fan of Ellen Baker, so this is, I was stoked to see that you had chosen this one. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.